Indeed, all praise, absolutely all praise, is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first and the last. Salawat and salam be upon his final prophet and messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his pure family, pure. And his noble companions, very righteous and noble and truly pious and dedicated friends, companions, disciples, and every true believer, sincere, earnest believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his angels and his books, and the life after death, the hereafter, but of course the judgment day too, until the day of judgment. Today, my brothers and sisters and dear children, is 17th of Shawwal. It's been 2 weeks since the blessed month of Ramadan left us. And everything happens according to Allah's divine decree. We can wish and desire things, and we do. But everything that happens actually happens with Allah's will and leave, with His divine decree and permission. بِإِذْنِهِ وَبِحَوْلِهِ وَبِقُوَّتِهِ Everything. Even mine standing here and your coming to this beautiful masjid for this Friday prayer. By Allah's leave. So what do we take with us, and what did we take with us from the blessed month of Ramadan? And where are we today? Today, 17th of Shawwal, 26th of April, 2024. And I told you, those of you who came to the khutbah just before Ramadan, it was 28th of Sha'ban. The whole point of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, is to see where we are the week after Ramadan. That's what we need to actually think of, contemplate over. And now we are just like 2 weeks after Ramadan. So the same question still applies. Where are we today? And I thought about it. I'm not pleased myself with my state of today as opposed to the last week, but to the week before last, even worse. I'm being frank and honest. But hopefully we all got something. Like our beloved Sheikh said, it is an inward journey, and everybody is at their own station, place. And I'm no one to detect your very place, nor are you supposed to detect mine. But we all know our reality, and we need to acknowledge that. So I thought about it, and I realized two things post-Ramadan. We are in Shawwal. The first one was, we spoke about Ramadan being the month of the Quran, didn't we? And also being the month of fasting, the month of patience, self-restraint, the month of charity and solidarity, endless, countless blessings. And the one point that stuck with me was the revelation of the Quran. There are many Muslim scholars who say, one of the reasons, major reasons, why actually Allah prescribed fasting, He made it obligatory in Ramadan, is the actual sending down of the Holy Quran. That the actual great, probably, arguably greatest phenomenon in the creation of Allah ever was the descending down of Allah's speech to the first sky, and then from there piecemeal, slowly, bit by bit, onto the heart of his final prophet and messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That must have been truly remarkable. The Quran tells us that the main angel and all other angels came to accompany that mission, to witness it, but also to add to it, to its magnificence and significance too. And I thought about it, and I said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Ramadan is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed, and it wasn't taken back. He was sent down. نَزَّلَ أَنزَلَهُ اللَّهُ Allah sent it down to His Prophet and Messenger into his heart. And then from his heart, through the hearts of other true believers into your and mine heart. So it's with you still. The Quran is there. And it's always going to be there. Kalamullah. Allah's eternal speech. That's with us. And that's what we gained in Ramadan. Our vision was better. The glasses were always crystal clear and clean. And I would read and perceive and receive better. Now I perceive, but not exactly the same way. And I don't receive as much, but it's there. The source is there. The stream is still flowing. It's Kalamullah al-Munazzal. So just grasp it. Read it. Memorize it. Reflect upon its lessons and messages. They are of eternal and universal value. They will solve all your life and worldly problems. Trust me. No matter what it is, if you're in the heap of your business adventure, in the middle of your career, of your course, of whatever it is, family life, answers are in the Quran. Just look for it with sincerity. You will unlock it. It will come your way as a gift again. Just like Ramadan was a special guest and gift, all those futuhat, and if you want to call them unveiling, kashf is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it applies in Shawwal too, especially on a blessed day like today, Jumu'ah. When we are encouraged to haste towards remembrance of Allah, prayer, and detach ourselves again from dunya. Wadharul bay'a. Believe me, the world is not going to go into some kind of imminent bankruptcy because we abandon trade for an hour or so, or a couple of hours every week. No, it's not. People have already finished Juma in Istanbul 2-3 hours ago. They can go back to trade, but we don't here. And in China, it finished ages ago. So the main point really here is that Quran was revealed in Ramadan and it's still with you. And it's a source of what? Hudan linnas, of guidance, wabayyinat, clarification, and energy too. It's light, nur, bushra. It's also glad tidings for you and I. This news, what I just shared with you, should make you feel better and instill some more better, firmer hope in you and for whatever it is that you are faced with or facing. All your challenges. That's the first thing. The second one is even more profound in my opinion. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. He's our teacher. I very much love and respect our Shaykh Abdul Hakim Murad. He's my best teacher, worldly teacher. But our true teacher is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is His example, His footsteps that we literally need to follow. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He told us, listen to this. Any one of us who fasted the blessed month of Ramadan, and I'm sure more or less all of you did, even if you were exempted from fasting, it means you gained the reward of fasting. That's what it means. Man sama ay asaba ajra siyam. It's not about physically actually fasting 29 days or 30. You might have been traveling for a couple of days, but your intention was to abstain from things that Allah asked you to abstain from, the time of Fajr, dawn, until the sunset. You will get the reward. And you are in this saying of the Prophet, Man sama Ramadan. Anyone who has managed to fast Ramadan, thumma, and then subsequently, and then, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهُ سِتًّا مِنْ شَوَّالٍ. Then he follows that month of Ramadan by fasting an additional 6 days of this month, Shawwal. Any 6 days. My children ask me, students ask me, Sheikh, can I mix it up today 17th? Maybe I've done just 1 or 2 days. I haven't finished my six, I have to be honest, but nearly there. Yes, you can. Every weekend, if you are working Monday to Friday, physical job, difficult job, you will have still 8 days, isn't it? But if you wanted to skip the days of Eid, if you count them 3 days, is the first one you can't fast, but the second and third you can. And now I realized why some people came to me and said, I really feel like fasting the second day of Eid al-Fitr. Now I understand why. Because of this sequence, they are in good rhythm. They are in good state and they want to carry on the good work. They don't want to delay because every delay can be problematic. So it's good. You can fast unless you have so many guests and relatives coming, then maybe after 3 days of Eid, start the journey of 6 days of Shawwal. 6 days, it's not 29 or 30, six. And you know what you're going to gain? The Prophet said, "Kana ka siyam al-dahr." Your reward will be like, coupled with Ramadan, as if you fasted the entire year, the whole year. But that's not the actual really reward, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant. What he meant was, you would have learned one of the biggest lessons of Ramadan, and that was consistency, perseverance, and discipline. Because in this hadith, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهُ سِتًّا مِنْ شَوَالٍ, there's a notion, Islamic notion called al-mutaba'ah. What did Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha say? What did she say about the Prophet? She said when the Prophet embarked on a deed, went to do something, fasting, praying, cleaning house, mending his clothes, whatever it is, she said he always had this sense of perseverance. Dawama alay. Especially if it's a ritual or a practice, he was consistent in it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then she said, "That's how the Prophet was." And all prophets, he said, "Hada da'bu salihin." It's a trait of prophets and messengers of Allah and all true righteous servants of Allah. When they figure out something is very useful and good, they persist in it. They don't cut the joy. The benefit, it's foolish to stop benefiting. It's foolish to stop true joy. They want to do it more and more until they can, until Allah has decreed it for them. Hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen. That's the norm. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam persisted. And then he even said, the most beloved of actions to Allah are those that we do on a regular basis, even if it's not a lot. Quantity is not as important as persistence, doing it on a regular basis. And where do you land if you do actually manage to fast 6 days of Shawwal after Ramadan? You become a genuine follower of your Rasul. That's al-mutaba'ah. Because there are two conditions for all of our deeds and sayings to be accepted. First is sincerity, al-ikhlas. Fil qawli wal-amal. Sincerity in speech and deed. The second one is al-mutaba'ah. What you say, what I and you and I say and do should match what Rasulullah used to say and what he used to do and how he used to do it. It should match the prophetic model. That's al-mutaba'ah. And indeed, if we inshallah ta'ala intend, and now we still have plenty of days left, I would say, we again reconsider two things. Quran is still with us. Rasulullah, he's Allah's final prophet and messenger, and his sunnah, his way, his method is with us. He is also with us. I heard one of my friends, he had the opportunity, wonderful opportunity, golden opportunity, to make Umrah in Ramadan. It equals Hajj. He says, like, I just can't stop thinking about Medina. I just feel like I want to go again tomorrow. I said, I don't blame you. Absolutely, why not? Rasulullah is there. But you and I can always remember Rasulullah, especially on a day like today, Friday, when you are especially encouraged to do so. So I end my khutbah. Please follow your Rasul. Do things the way he did. You will not regret it. You will benefit and rejoice the day you meet Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I end the khutbah with this. On a Friday, Anytime, of course, we send salawat and salama upon Rasulullah, it's a huge, great reward. But I want to share with you one salawat today to conclude the khutbah. Allahumma salli ala man bis-salati alayhi yurhamu as-sighar wal-kibar. Our esteemed scholars have agreed that there are so many, again, like endless, countless blessings of us sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet ﷺ. And they didn't even put a number in it. Like, you can't over-exaggerate in that. You can overeat, don't. If you break your fast tomorrow of your 6 days of Shawwal, don't overeat. That's against Islamic norm. I'll talk about discipline, another khutbah, inshallah. So, what is the real point, really, is that you and I try to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all what we do and what we say. So, scholars agreed, send salawat upon the Prophet as much as you can. And remember, it is by sending salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ, among the many things, that you and I, the young and old, children and adults, children and grown-ups, are shown mercy, even today, right now, in this moment in time, and at every moment in time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you so that you understand Quran is with you and your Rasul is with you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So send salawat in abundance upon him and you will yearn to meet him and you will love him more and your love towards him will increase and you will gain the ability and also the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to emulate him, to emulate his footsteps. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور.